Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steppenwolf bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Bob Dylan Snyder is our guest. Robert L. Dylan Snyder is the name on all of his books on leadership. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things I've been pointing out now for almost 14 years, almost 15 years actually, on my show, is that change isn't different today from 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. But what has changed in the last 15 years is the velocity of change. And you've been thinking about this, and you're talking to people about this. Give us some of your thoughts on that.
I'm going to speak on Monday, Jim, to about 2,000 people in Chicago. And the velocity of change is incredible today. What used to be one thing, we were able to focus on one thing and deal with it, change. Now we have 15 or 20 things at the same time. We got the market. We got the Greek election. We got the whole Eurozone issue. We got the Iran having the nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the issues in the Obama administration.
Serious killing its own people.
This is incredible stuff, and it's happening all at the same time, and we have to digest it to figure out what it means.
Is it because there are that many more things, or is it because of the 24/7 news cycle?
I think it's the technology has speeded things up so fast. A lot of things we would learn about after the fact, we learn about instantly now through our iPad, through our mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Well, what's the verdict on all this? What's the resolution? How do we deal with all this? Are we heading in a good direction, or do we need to slow down and go in another direction?
Well, I'm a big believer in slow down. You're going too fast. I think that was Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah,
but
the 59th Street Bridge song.
I really believe that. But I think having said that, you know, all this stuff is hitting you. You have to say, okay, what are my priorities? I'm going to deal with one or two priorities, and all this stuff is important, but it's going to have to go to the background while I deal with these priorities. And if you're an individual who's overweight, if you're an individual who has an alcohol problem, if you've got a problem with your kid, you deal with those priorities first. Work on the Spanish debt crisis later on.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to turn the television off, turn the news channels off, go ahead and trash the minute by minute emails that you get updating you on every little wrinkle. You don't always have to know all that right away, and you're right, it really bombards us, and it takes a toll on us, doesn't it?
It takes a tremendous toll, and it's very important to manage your life, just to look within yourself and say, I'm going to get a hold on things. I'm going to deal with the things most important to me, because if I can get my life right, I can deal with all these other elements.
Right. Well, I agree. And talk to us some more about some of the other things you're going to tell your audience on Monday.
Well, one of the things I'm going to talk to them about is how to get a job. I've got a couple of books coming out in the fall on how to get a job if you're starting out. So many young people are now coming out of school, high school.
What are they
going to
do? And they're coming out. They owe a house and their college loans.
They're going home. They have huge loans. There's a very nice little boy the other day. Came out of Wake Forest. His family was so proud. They held an event for him. We all went to the event. He doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
He's going to live at home.
Yeah.
He's going to clean out his dad's
school. How do we fix this, Bob?
We got to get Obama active in terms of creating jobs. They will be created in 2013, guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's coming. But they're not going to be created between now and then. And Obama's going to probably lose the election because of it.
I predicted that regardless of who wins the election, the pent-up demand for... We're not going to hold America back forever. I predicted that regardless of who gets elected in November, there will be a resurgence of this economy in 2013. I think that's what you just said.
That's exactly what I said. I think Americans are angry. They're upset. They want to do something. And they're going to use the American spirit to make it happen. And the good news is the Eurozone is on its backside. China's having problems.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, Mr. Putin got elected with 107% of the vote. Just think about that.
Right.
I don't have to be a mathematician to do that one.
Yeah, even my math will work. We'll see that that doesn't work. Bob, you're a Europhile. You know a lot about Europe. How long is Europe going to be on its back?
Europe's going to be on its back probably until the Germans decide to change things.
Yeah.
They're a very strong country right now.
Yeah.
Many years ago, Helmut Schmidt sat in my office and said he was going to bring the East and the West together, and he did it. And he said, people will hate me, but he said, people will praise me later on.
Angela Merkel is a heck of a leader, isn't she?
Yes, Merkel's really something. She's a very tough customer. Maybe not the best-looking person in the world.
That's right. You and I don't have any room to talk either, do we, Bob? Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for your lessons on leadership.
Thank you. It was a privilege to be on.
We'll see you later.
Much.
Bob Dillenschneider, folks. Robert L. Dillenschneider, that's the name you look for on the books, all the leadership books. You need to find one or more of these folks and see what Bob has to say. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.